Hi, I'm Machiavelli. I've been around esports so long, they call me the myth, and I'm welcoming you to Thorin's YouTube channel.
When it comes to energy sources, I prefer Gamer Subs, which you can get 10% off an order of with the code Thorin, THORIN, at gamersubs.gg. And funnily enough, some of the people I'm going to be talking about who've been blocked and who are whining in the industry, I feel like they could use it because, first of all, it's keto friendly. I mean, the jokes write themselves. I think some of them could use that. It's got zero calories, just like they have zero integrity. And it's also got zero carbs, just like a lot of them have zero self-awareness. So let's dive into it. Obviously, I've done previously Thorin versus Blocked. I've done Thorin versus Reddit. When I did Thorin versus Blocked, yeah, a lot of it was just pleb fans. And the whole angle was a lot of them were just basically saying, like, I never even did anything. Or I just slightly disagreed with him. And then obviously you go and look at the tweet and it's like, I will attack you with a pickaxe at the next event. Literally, my name is like, you know, and you're like, man alive. And so obviously I thought, let's flip the switch from dark to light and make it humorous, right? In fact, the reason why I'm doing this edition, I promised my fans on Discord I would do this, is because it's time we did an industry edition of this. Because you know, in the industry, there's a lot, it's kind of a counter signal, because spoiler, it implies I'm super relevant, that everyone has to not only say they're blocked, but how do you know you're blocked? That's the hilarious part. That means you went to my profile. I'm not going to your profile before you say stuff about me. I don't know who you guys are. So I thought, you know what? It's time we actually do a video. And there's a whole bunch of angles we can go on this one. Like, obviously, some of them just lie, blocked for no reason. Some of them just make up a mad one. It's blocked because I'm a woman. He blocks everyone as well. Or some mad angle like that. There's all sorts of angles you can go with on these ones. But you'll see, some of them aren't even people who are necessarily mad to be blocked. There's a few of those in there. Because I wanted to keep it really interesting and fresh and go through all around the houses on this one. You'll see some pretty famous names in here. Some not so famous names. By the way, some of the famous names, you're going to see the name at first and go, oh no, and you just get ready for the humor, just see what happens, baby, because this could be a long running show. This could be one that has legs. In fact, what I decided was this. One of my mistakes is that I just do the Twitter beef, throwaway comments, whatever, people go mental, and then I'm the only one in the industry that actually doesn't benefit at all, because I block people, so I lose followers. Who cares about followers? By the way, I don't care about esports in that regard whatsoever. I don't care about Twitter in that regard either, even though got that official Twitter t-shirt on. Obviously, they want to rep your boy. I got it for free at some event or something. I just thought it'd be funny for this video. But here's the thing I want to say, though. I do actually think that I'm going to make this a semi-regular thing. Not necessarily the blocked industry edition, obviously. Like the idea of doing blocked ones, doing responses to the comments, going back to the Thorin versus Reddit format. Because what I've decided is, I think these guys, these morons, when they burn all this calories doing this stupid stuff, obviously zero calories in their gamer subs there, I'm going to actually make money off them. I'm going to monetize it. I'm going to make $1,000 a month off morons. And then I even just post on like Instagram, check it out. I'll post like some me eating some Wagyu steak for like $80 or something. I'll be like, yeah, thanks to all the morons who just lied and said they were never interacting. So let's get into it. You know this one's going to be funny. So what I'm going to do, since it's industry blocked, is I'm also going to try and tell you who each of these people are. Although admittedly, I mean, this is going to be the joke of the thing. Even though they're going to say I'm irrelevant, they don't know me or they heard me or I've always been an idiot. I actually don't know who half of these people are and just discover when they flame me. That's why it's hilarious that they have like a personal vendetta against me. Spoiler, ever since You Know Who was no longer the president of a certain enormous country, I've basically become their version of that, because obviously he isn't on the old Twitter anymore, is he? So they just, what they do is any opinion or anything they don't like about men, they just assign to me, hit on me as if I've said it, just go, oh, he also said, he seems like the kind of guy where if you saw a woman at the beach with a bikini, you'd be like, what? Get her off the beach. And you're like, where is this coming from? What a mad non sequitur that is, mate. What a mental thing. So let's get into it. This woman is called Kate Irwin, Pixel Kate. She is a staff reporter at Decrypt Media, which I'm not sure what that is. Previously, though, at Input Mag, I'm guessing that's a gaming magazine. Bylines, as in she's written pieces for Dot Esports, enormous esports publication. I've worked for them myself. Game Rant, I'm not actually sure. I'm going to guess that's like a games magazine or something. Okay, looks pretty good. 51k, fair enough. So she's a legit person. Twitter, look, the Twitter verification doesn't mean that. There's loads of losers with Twitter verification who know nobody's. And to be fair, oh no, she has 21k, fair enough. And she's done some works. Okay, real person. I don't know this individual. By the way, fellow professional of mine, in theory, sort of a colleague, right? Another journalist. So you would imagine she probably uses journalistic integrity, right? Does her research, doesn't make like statements of fact that are actually totally inaccurate. And if caught saying something messed up would probably retract it, right? You'd never just speak ill of a fellow professional with no good reason, right? I've never done that, by the way. Forget it. Yeah, you do that. Nah, I always have a reason. I always have the receipts as well. So let's look into this. This person, when is this? 29th of December 2021. So obviously that was when I did the old, I am the esports. I did the old classic banter. That was a good one, actually. She goes, does this dude just block all women? So we come right out the gate. Journalist, by the way, professional journalist. Presumably doesn't know me because does this dude. But I've blocked her. So the assumption with no evidence is, do I block all women? Can you see how already that would seem like a very disingenuous tack? It almost implies you've got some sort of baggage. She goes, did he forget that we are 51% of the world? Like, now, I'm not just blocking all esports women. I took that one too. I just took that as like, you know, a hyperbolic statement. No, no, she actually thinks I am blocking all the women in the world. And by the way, there's 51% of the world's women. I mean, they're not on Twitter. 51% of the world, you think 100% of the world's women are on Twitter. So already we're off in cloud cuckoo land, Narnia, anywhere you want to go. But this is mental already. So then she goes, I haven't said a single word to this guy, literally ever. You'd always check that before you do something. But I am blocked, Omega lol. By the way, the Omega lol really, really sort of pulls you back from the idea that like you're calling him out, this is an evil person. Omega lol! As though you do that about like some absolutely evil person, right? And then obviously, look, oh, it's got me, oh, it's got me, any. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to claim all these. They directly tweeted at me. They tagged me. No, no. But here's the thing. You're a professional journalist. Your account, actually, by the way, has a decent amount of followers. You've got bylines. I think you're respected. You have credibility to some degree, right? What you say, people will actually assume, this is very, very wrong for most people, actually follows some set of principles. You have like precepts behind how you act in the world on your official account that your is your job. So the professional representation of your job to some degree. So if you go and look, they better not have just said something wild about me, right? Let's have a look here. So what happened was, a few days later, person comes in. They go, because by the way, spoiler, when they go, I've never even tweeted at him or anything. Why has he blocked me? When it's someone like her, I'll tell you what happens. Someone else, like one of her colleagues, someone who's, by the way, sometimes I'm not even in esports, just some general tick mark, will have just gone like, Tharin is a misogynistic piece of shit who is a right-wing extremist who wants to murder everyone. And then someone like that will just like that tweet, like, oh, on my professional account, journalists with bylines, a big public, I'll just like this. I'll co-sign this, actually, and say, yeah, I agree. I'll put myself behind that. So what you're going to see here is, I've just blocked this person for no reason, right? So what do they do the very next day after I've blocked them, right? This is going to be interesting, right? Because obviously, look, I've blocked them and that might be messed up and they speculate a little bit, but that'll be where it stops, right? I'm not so good at figuring out, and I've got a whole technique for this, who are the ones who clearly are hostile to my career and or men, and unfortunately, well, actually, it's very fortunate. I am a man. Brilliant, isn't it? So the next day, just talking about Jay Clocky because he made that t-shirt, didn't he? By the way, do you remember all watching that tournament that everyone enjoyed? Oh, right, you don't. No, never heard anything. Does anyone even know? Was it a scam? Did the money ever get paid out? What happened? Who knows, right? She goes, Jake, you're amazing. So obviously she's complimenting him for sort of mocking me. Fair enough. She's mocking me. Maybe it's a friend of theirs. I don't know. And then someone says, hey, she's a journalist. What is that I am esports meme? I seem to have missed that one somehow. She goes, it's about this egotistical guy named Thorin who has a record of not supporting women in esports and once said, I am esports. Now, she didn't say, like, I think or, like, I've heard. She says, as a statement of fact, it is about this egotistical guy. Egotistical guy is obviously a subjective judgment. But the statement of fact is that a guy named Thorin has a record of not supporting women in esports. Now, in no context is that accurate. As people will know, I was against people mobbing Semler because what Semler did, a very long tenured industry veteran with loads of friends who were female pros for years and years and years and knows more about female esports than almost anyone who commented on that topic from the outside or just general gaming and some Johnny come lately. I didn't like it. In fact, he was just attacked for suggesting the way they marketed the ESL Impact GG for All tournament circuit was that we needed to make a special league for women because men are so toxic against them. That's not why you had to make the league. You make the league in theory to provide prize money for women, by the way. Seems fine to me if you want to do it, that's your money. They say make a tournament for women so that women can play against people of a similar skill range. Also a good idea. By the way, in terms of like matchmaking, obviously when anyone plays matchmaking, you want to be matched with people of a similar skill level or slightly better than you to progress your skill level. Sounds like a totally logical premise. I've always said, in fact, by the way, I won't give it up to these assholes now. Why should I cow to them? But I've always said in my content, like, by the way, spoiler, if you're against like women's tournaments and you're a CSGO fan, you're like, if they're not good enough to compete against the men, they should get nothing. It's like, well, no more NA Cash Cups then. No more tournaments for amateurs. No more tournaments for semi-pros. No more like tournaments where you ban pros, like local lands, because that would just be wrong, right? If you aren't good enough, get out. It's only the absolute top 10 players in the world are allowed to make money. No, of course not. You can run a circuit. We've already got a brilliant competitive circuit. We don't even need more tournaments for men. It's totally fine if we want to run them. That was always my position. But obviously, fuck people like this who are just going to completely misrepresent what I say as a journalist and be a piece of shit. And then let's consider this. Who has a record of not supporting women in esports? What I'll do is I'll list some of the things I've done for women in esports. And then afterwards, you tell me, because she's a famous person, what's she ever done for women in esports? Not Schmidt, no, write an article enough. So here's what I did. I found two tiny people on Twitter. I think one had like a few hundred Twitter followers, one maybe like 1,000 or 500. One was called Frost Scurrin, and she was just doing an amateur cast of the LPL. And I listened to the finals. It was the one where Name was playing against, I think, who would that have been at that time? Probably be the third, maybe OMG or something in the final, and he had like a brilliant performance. And basically, I was like, the caster's the best on this. Like, who is this woman who's casting? Like, she's got like a bit of flair, she's got a nice voice, she's got some interesting points. And so I got her onto my shows, I helped make content with her, I did a show with her when she got fired from the LPL, I built her up, did as much as I could until about 2018 when she turned against me publicly because some things happened in her life, basically, as far as I know. Also, politics became a massive thing with, you know, who was the president, and essentially just became soured against me, and then it got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But you know what? Even when I was blocked and she was being an arsehole to me, even then, I remember saying on Twitter when all the people, because she basically started calling out like white men and all this mad stuff, I even remember saying on Twitter, like, because I don't know if I'll ever do a video on this, I basically just said, like, look, just because you don't like the person or they've said some things, like, let's not ignore their talent though, like, let's not lose that from the game. I tried to basically defend the idea, I hope fans will still care about listening to her, because I knew she was going to be a commentator for years to come, and that was her dream job, and she was just about at the absolute top of the scene, or maybe had just hit the zenith. It's like, oh, she's going to ruin her own career over this stupid shit. So basically, there's one person I supported in an incredible way. Then Kelsey herself, I did shows with her, put more the content, did all sorts of it. She rose up, she became a journalist. Now, I'm not claiming I did these things, but I helped. I did what I could. I offered a helping hand. And I've always said, by the way, I never did it because of women. Funny thing is, now I might actually do it because of women, because I think there are certain circumstances in which men and women are very different. And sometimes women need more sort of base support, or need you to check in with them sometimes, or sometimes maybe they need you to like check if they're comfortable with the setting of how you're doing something. Whereas if I had a man on one of these shows, maybe I'd sort of be a bit more prickly with him, or I'd push him a little bit, or I'd fuck him a little. You see how I do with people like Maui Snake, okay? Back then, I used to naively believe what these idiots used to preach like 10, 15 years ago, which is same as be colorblind in race, like just men and women, what's the difference? Treat them. I just want equality. So I used to rib them a little bit, I used to make naughty jokes, because the whole point is they just want to be one of the guys, right? That's what they claimed. So this is what's interesting. There's Kelsey, then there was Emily Rand, did shows with her as well. By the way, between these three women, I probably have, what, like 100 episodes of shows over many years. I had them on all my shows as guests and all the rest of it. Even help put the right word in to get some of them gigs, some of the worked at sites I worked at. Then you keep going. I hired Potter in 2020. Notice this is like end of 2021. I hired Potter, who at the time hadn't broken through to tier one as an analyst. On DreamHack, they gave her a few spots on like Malmo Masters. The rest, she was just on the DreamHack tier two circuit. I decided to make her one of my head analysts, started working on her skits. And if Flash War hadn't ended, I had left. I was going to try and make her like a top three analyst in the whole world to go up against the Sponges and the Ankles of the world, along with one day Maui Snakes. I thought, these are the people with the talent. You just got to figure out how to bring it out of them. Then you can go across the board. I've done it with so many people. Countless people. It's ridiculous. I mean, not long after this, by the way, I did like an art contest to help Shox. Man alive, does the list ever end? There's so many people. Susie, the person who's now married to Monty, way before that, knew her, was friends with her, done interviews with her. Basically, the point was, if you were good and you were legit, no one cared if you're a man or a woman out of the legit people in esports. So it's really kind of BS to not know anything about my history as a journalist and to say a lie like that, a barefaced lie, which is not just mean-spirited. You could basically imply it's misandristic, isn't it? Because you just hate me because I'm a man, apparently. The irony is, do I just block you because of the women? Do you just hate on people who've blocked you because you're a man? I've said that the wrong way around. That would be a hell of a fucking revelation. Do you just hate on people who blocked you because they are a man? There you go. That makes more sense. Let's keep going anyway. Who cares about these people? This is a good one. This is Last Quincy DCE, who, like, here's the thing. Some of these are a little bit questionable, actually, in the industry. I assume that's something to do. What is it to do with Twitch? Twitch SNN. As I mean, that was created in 2014, has 4.2k, so whatever, it helps streamers. Maybe he's some low-level guy in the industry behind the scenes. Certainly seems to reply a lot more stuff. Right, look at this guy. 6th of September 2020. I still don't know why Thorin has me blocked, tags me. I literally tweeted his name once. Think about this. Ah, well, never liked him anyway. You obviously, by the first part, are a bit mad. It's just that you thought, like, well, I don't want to end it there because it, like, apply that I really want to read his tweets. And maybe he blocked me for something I said or liked or something. Well, whatever. I never liked him anyway. Is it me? Am I out of touch? No, it's the children. It's the children. Now, can you imagine, again, if he never said or did anything and I'm just some nutter blocking people for no reason who follow me? Spoiler. Some of the industry people don't always, but people like this all followed me, and that's the whole thing. They were fans, and then they find they're blocked one day, and they go mental. And why did they find they're blocked one day? Because I'm incredibly relevant to their life and following esports. So let's just see what this guy did after this tweet, and we'll see. Remember, I never interacted with this guy ever in any context myself. So let's just see if he sticks to the idea of, like, yeah, blocked, but whatever. Who cares, right? Never liked it. Or does he go absolutely bonkers and basically validate exactly why I would have blocked him, right? So let's just start up here. You're going to think, oh, fucking hell. So we'll go all the way down. We'll go all the way down. So there we go. That was the first tweet. Should we just go through an order? Basically, a couple of months later, he goes, I tend to follow most esports journalists, unless they are called Fionn on Fire or Thorin. I don't know what Fionn on Fire is, but look here. Both are self-centered, egotistical cunt bags with zero knowledge of in-depth flavors in League. Not a fan of either. Used to follow me and complain about being banned. Even tagged me. By the way, when they do that, it's in hopes that you see it by searching later and unblock them. Then you go next one. Same month. This guy's got a schedule. Just get ready. Thorin is the Pierce Morgan. It's Piers, not Pierce, but okay. Is the Pierce Morgan. He's confused with Pierce Brosnan, hasn't he? Of esports journalism. Because Pierce Morgan famously was, like, the editor-in-chief, like, the whatever, like, the News on Sunday or whatever it was, like, did all this BS and News World, and basically he got caught in a bunch of scandals, and then also people would say he makes, like, inflammatory or contrarian statements or whatever, he takes, like, the other side and upsets people, and basically everyone just hates on him on the internet because the internet's just inherently left-wing, isn't it? By the way, he does also seem like a dickhead, quite frankly. And then he goes here, everything he says is tactless and bent to support his crooked opinion. This is my Twitter account. Yeah, everything I say is bent to my opinion. It's my opinions. And tactless. I'm speaking of the whole world, apparently. How the fuck is it possible to have tact? You know, the best one on Twitter is when they go, you across the line. What line? What line runs through every human who has access to the internet, you fucking moron? Then he goes, oh, I love this one. They actually give me credit, even though they're haters. He goes, he is smart and very knowledgeable about the esports scene, but the way he carries himself is that of a grade A cunt. You know, it's almost like I had a time machine, knew we'd do this, went back in time, blocked him, and it makes perfect sense. Is this like Looper or something? But watch, it gets better and better and better. Then he goes, only a few months later, tags me again. I see Thorin is back to causing yet more shit about people he does not like in the esports scene. Yeah, imagine that, dude. imagine just going on and on about people you don't... The self-awareness is fucking... It's like that game of some zero calories, zero self-awareness for these guys. An absolute shambles of a journalist who should be ashamed of himself. The Piers Morgan of Online Gaming News. Fuck you. So now he's figured out how to spell Piers Morgan. But he's just going back to that well again. He thought, you know what? That was good, but I need to workshop that. Here's the better version of the same tweet a few months later. Now that's surely the end. Because he doesn't like, you know, people causing shit and going on about people they don't like in the esports scene. So let's keep going. Then we go up. That's obviously that. Oh no, this isn't even ad. So... The same month, the next day, I deleted my tweet thread on what Riot could do to protect players because it came across more as an attack on Thorin. I'll rewrite it when I am more clear-headed and caffeinated. So now he's writing threads about how Riot can protect players and it's just actually really about me and attacking me. Remember, a day earlier, he doesn't like people causing shit about people that don't like an esports scene. Man alive. Then here's this one. Remember when Jacob Wolf stupidly called me out and said I'd done like a conflict of interest, even though it wasn't a conflict of interest because I declared it directly. And so it wasn't technically a conflict, but I'd basically always made it clear that that was the case, wasn't it? So he goes, finally, someone calling out Thorin for his BS. Well, obviously you wouldn't be able to do it. No gives a fuck about you, right? You've got 203 followers, my dude. So don't worry, he keeps going. Then this guy goes, same day, honestly, there is no need for his brand of journalism. Earlier he said I was like super knowledgeable about the scene and all that stuff. And then he goes, you do you. Keep to your guns what being wrong, factually wrong, as a journalist, like Jacob Wolf was. Let Thorin breed, he means bread, his hateful rhetoric. It is losing its cool vibe. Are you implying it was cool to you once? Like, fucking hell, mate. It's so mad. Just let them talk and they'll ruin themselves. Then, same day, tags me again. For someone like Thorin to label himself as an esports historian is wrong. Historians protect and preserve history. Thorin is twisting it with his misleading facts and hateful rhetoric. He is far from a historian or a journalist and is one news source I steer the fuck away from. Remember what he said earlier? Where he goes, he's smart and very knowledgeable about the esports scene. And then up here he's like, how dare you be an esports historian? And then what he says, by the way, he's twisting it with his misleading facts. You know what's great about that? He's not actually saying the facts aren't right. He's saying that if you say the facts that he doesn't like, then they're misleading, like they trick you. And so, I fucking love it. I love it. Next one. Are you ready? This is mental. 10th of March. Look, guys, 10th of March. It's 24th. I guess Thorin blocked me for the second time. Really is the Piers Morgan of esports. Fuck you, Dunk. I must admit, I don't even know if I ever did unblock them. By the way, a classic thing of real losers is they just download someone else's block screenshots. It doesn't say the name of your account. They lie that they're blocked. And they blocked me. And all I said was like, I hope women prosper and don't get murdered. So I think you know what he thinks about women. And then you check their account and they were never blocked ever. They're just actually a nutter. Or in mad ones like these, sometimes randomly, I don't think I ever unblocked this guy because I would have searched and saw those comments. But in theory, I guess it's plausible I could have blocked him again. I don't think I did. I actually think what this guy's done, here's what I am almost certain. As a nutter, I think he's just decided, because he's been a week and since he talked about me or whatever, he's like, that's getting a bit old. I've worked that Piers Morgan angle to the bone, haven't I? I've got to get those 300 followers. You know what? Tell you what. Go to the old machine in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Delete that memory where I got blocked and said all that. Come back. I'm blocked! But I love Thorin. And then he goes, time to play. I guess I've been blocked for the second time, guys. Why would I have unblocked you? That's the problem, isn't it? What reason would I have had, logically? He goes, obviously next one, 11th of April. Mate, does this guy have a real job? So let's look what he's saying here. There needs to be an eSports Hall of Fame, and God damn it, I might start my own up. 232 followers. He goes, the first class would be people like Knee, Faker, No-Tail and Olaf, guys who redefined the game they are now heralded in. Yeah, some of these are bangers. Next one. Not to mention journalists and figures that changed the game. Shox, Jacob Wolf, and even Thorin. He just said earlier, like, you know, it's like, I have to get out of these parties. How dare you? You are not allowed in it. Let's put him in. He would be a first ballot non-player in my Hall of Fame. I will start. Man, I think I'm going to do this. Can you tell, by the way, this guy was just a massive fan of mine. And he's liked some stupid ass tweet of an enemy of mine. And now he is just, like, the love has transmuted to hate. And now he's just going off all the time. It's so good, isn't it? Next one. So, okay, this was when that guy Tackle Storm, who at the time worked for G2, but now it's just fuck all, Gripius. Ah, Griper. Fair play. Based. It's obviously not, is he? Just some idiot from G2. Like, they all decided they all had to get blocked as an internal thing in G2. He just says, I've been blocked. Finally made it in esports. This guy, remember, we're already in June now, guys, in 2021. Goes, calls himself an esports historian. Yeah, he never preserves history of esports. I do all the fucking historian stuff. I just did, like, a three-hour interview with Forrest, for fuck's sake. When does he do those? I preserve the history. I do interviews with people from like 2002 about playing a Swedish eSport league. I do it like 2018 or something. You can't. He goes, he only slanders. By the way, implying I'm lying about people basically and telling lies. By the way, I've never told a single lie in my 21-year professional eSports career, and there is zero evidence to suggest I have. That's why they never link the lie. They never say what the lie is. They just say I'm a liar, but they have no evidence. Weirdo, they never have those receipts, innit? If you care for eSports, you must be blocked by Thorin. It's law, LMAO. You want me to go first ballot in a non-player of your Hall of Fame? How are you going to do that, by the way, if I can't be like a key person in eSports? Let's keep going. But okay, surely we're not keeping going. Oh, no. Same day, nearly everyone I know is now blocked by Thorin, and all I can say is, you're welcome, incorrectly spelt. Not you are, you're welcome. By the way, universal sign of an idiot and someone who doesn't read much. So let's have a look. Remember, follows 905 people. I should even open his followers and see how many are blocked, but the problem is I'm obviously not on the account right now. Next were 11 days later. I really cannot stand for it. Yeah, we get it. It's always the same angle. He calls himself an esports historian. Look, everyone does. That's why the name came to me. I'm actually the only person, which is why when everyone says I'm not one, they never have another name to mention. It's weird how that works, isn't it? He calls himself an esports historian, yet all he does is call out people in the scene for something he does not agree with. This guy's done it like 70 times. He goes, that is not protecting history on the scene. Yeah, it's Twitter. That's me using my Twitter, isn't it? My work, it's all just on like websites and YouTube and events. And he got, by the way, spoiler, my Twitter account isn't esports history or my as a historian aspect. He goes, I respect his hustle and his grind. I love the way he likes everything about me except my personality because I've blocked him. But I don't respect him as a person. And then, oh, same day, blocked 4 people today, all for calling out Thorin's BS. Gotta love fanboys. He means he called out Thorin's BS and then they did. He makes it sound like he supported me and he's blocking people to call out my BS. Let's have a look here. This is going to be good. Yeah, there we go. There are only 2 sources in the esports scene I actively hate. It's on the 25th. And we'll never rely on unless absolutely necessary. No. If you absolutely hate us, then just don't rely on us at all. Like, not, oh, well, there's no one else to get this sauce, so I guess I'll have to just rely on this guy I hate. It's necessary. This is necessary, hate. Do you feel in control? You are not an esports historian. Thorin, who knew I'd be coming up the pipe, eh? For his incredibly shitty attitude, is his story. It's not even the historian part of my job. That, even if you thought my attitude was shitty, it's just on Twitter, isn't it, man? And he goes, and Fionn, oh, Fionn just can't get a break, mate. He never even does anything. He just does write articles. He goes, because he's extremely one-sided when talking about NA. Fionn's from NA, for fuck's sake. And yeah, he's a fanboy, but it's fine. That's what we love about him. He's just enthusiastic, isn't he? And then again, I respect the hustle and grind. Always get a cheeky compliment sideways, aren't I? At least I get the reach around when this guy tries to fuck me. He goes, but I will only use these 2 as sources if nothing else is available. It's weird, I have never have to use you as a source for anything in my life, except humour and maybe make a few nickels in it. Then we keep going. Oh, don't worry, it never stops. Then we go, we're in July now. So when that idiot Pabu guy was like, pure comedy, because I mocked him. This guy goes, Thorin is a grade A twat bag. His journalism is doing nothing for esports. So that 3-hour interview I just did with Forrest and LS, they do nothing for esports because I blocked this guy ages ago. Remember, didn't even tweet out or anything. Then, same day, people Thorin pissed off in the last 24 hours. This guy's like chronically, he's the esports historian, except he's shit at his job and doesn't tell the truth. He goes, people I pissed off in the last 24 months, not even 24 hours, holy shit, 24 months, the last 2 years. He goes, Froskorin, oh, you mean for calling her out for being an active racist and bigot and misandrist. Then he goes, Pabu, someone who just said stupid shit like you. Jacob Wolf, not correctly spelt because you don't read, because he just basically said some nonsense about the conflict of interest because he's an idiot. LS, my own friend, by the way. Pissed off, my own friend. By the way, I did a 3-hour interview with LS. He explains it all in there. Frankie Ward, oh, you mean the person whose first ever interaction with me was to say I attack women and then lie about me? Nah, I don't think so, mate. Travis Gafford. I've pissed Travis Gafford off. In what way? We still both follow each other on Twitter. Yeah, I've jibed him a little bit on that 4 Horsemen, but I actually, even on a different level, fuck with Travis. I actually used to be friends with him. He was a colleague of mine. I've never gone that hard. I've done a few jokes. I've obviously called out some things I thought were a little bit dodgy about, like some of his relationships with teams, but it's more Richard that has, like, the axe to grind with Travis. I just think he just does what he does, doesn't he? I think it's even fine. Whatever. If you want that type of interview, you want that type of interview. There's got to be a spectrum out there, right? How is he heralded as the messiah of esports? Who does? You're the one who talks about me all the time, mate. When all he does is agitate large personalities in the scene. Think about the irony of that. He has 232 followers. I have. Well, at the time, I had like 220,000. Then we go to this one. This guy calls me out because how dare I retweet things he doesn't like. same month. Why do we see Thor as a Mount Rushmore figure? Right, let's just go back down again. Do you remember that? Do you remember what was down here? When he's going to put a Hall of Fame, and then when it's people who aren't players, I'm the third name. But let's go back up again. Let's go back up again. What did he say there? What was that about Hall of Fame? Why do we see Thorin as a Mount Rushmore? I'll just take you back in time a few months, mate. He is hell-bent on a negative and punishing outlook that prevents the progression and evolution of esports as a whole. Am I? Do I? Doesn't seem like it, does it? Then he keeps going. I retweeted this, but my comment on the retweet should really be said here. Thorin's, because no one reads your, you only have 232 followers, so it's the only way people are going to see it, right? But you got your two likes off, fair enough. Thorin's outlook and personality is completely derivative. Derivative, to be fair, he could be on your phone, of evolution in esports. He is hell-bent on making a 1920s era of shit and uncensored abuse. I don't even know what the reference to the 1920s would be. He's an expert on the 1920s. Don't know about that. Then, same month. So, okay, let's go up here. So it's all about Froscorian. He's defending Froscorian. He's defending, let's see, Travis Gafford. Let's see. I love this, by the way. Froscorian paved the way for casters and broadcast talent. Opened the door for equality and diversity. By that logic, I did that for her. So how did she get to the position to do that? Who held her up to help? Yeah, weird how that works, isn't it? And then, you know, this is obviously when she must have said no to the neon thing. He still manages to work me in there. He just goes, people like Thorin have given this false perception. She has no backbone and is a bitch. By the way, this was where Froscorian was calling out, like, the LEC. She won't work with neon and people who, like, fuck with gear people. By the way, she does work with companies owned by China. And then, obviously, she later called out the LEC for, like, being too many white people and then implied that they just don't hire people that she's recommended who are, like, black or, I mean, presumably gay or a woman or something, even though they've hired loads of women and people who are coloured even, and Froscorian herself is gay and she was a gay woman on the LEC at the time, getting loads of gigs, even though she called out loads of fucked up things about fans and said racist and bigot stuff. She said that. Then later on, she said that they didn't pay her properly and that the environment there was sexist and racist, bigoted behind the scenes, that her boss was an arsehole. And you know what? After all this, remember, she's got a backbone and I never said she's a bitch, by the way. She's got no backbone. By the way, she now has gone back and works with Riot through a Lolly Spot. She does a show with Medic and I'm not sure on that one, another caster or something, someone else who's another man, and then also does like that Pokemon Unite game with streaming and stuff, and as far as I know, isn't that owned by a subsidiary of Tencent, aka the people who own Riot? So actually that kind of shows she doesn't have a backbone, she just wants to make money off it, right? And also G4, who she works for, they've actually deleted that video where she did that speech about like women aren't eye candy for you, and the tweet where they like say they support her, but she still keeps working for them. You know what happens when people fuck with me like that? I just say behind the scenes, I'm leaving now, and when I get out of here, which will come, fuck you, and I tell the whole story. She'll never ever do that, and she'll never ever protect people by telling us what went on at LEC or actually do something about it. She'll just go back and accept the money from that beautiful Chinese blood money again. Let's keep going. 16th of October, incoming long form, the rise and fall of FPX coming soon. This is a satire, by the way, directed towards Thorin. Bro, you have 232 followers. Like, who cares? Here's another one, 30th of December, after I did all the women tweets. Here is your reminder that Thorin is an old school elitist. And while he built esports, the brand, wait a minute, no, all the others say I didn't build esports, I was nothing to do with it. This guy acknowledges it, of course. Remember, I'd be first ballot Hall of Fame for him. Around the brand around it, there is no brand around esports, you cretin. You just, these people just make up a fact. It's like they all just get that fucking stone, like whatever that one where it was like the reality stone or whatever. Like, now reality can be anything I want it to be. And they start tweeting with that hand, just thinking they can make reality what they want. He goes, it's very much ours. Yeah, people with 232 followers. We shape it, the fans, not the angry journalist. Keep going. Never stops, by the way. Someone did something. He goes, tell you what, you do that. Oh, he's making fun of the thing where I said the I am. So he didn't do anything there. He goes, typical Thorin using someone's bad comings as a chance to exploit for personal gain. What personal gain do I exploit out of doing a tweet about someone, by the way? What will have happened is someone said something really horrible about me, probably someone famous. I've replied in kind and shown that they're arsehole and that they're lying. And then this guy's like, how can he bloody tweet? Now let me just tweet about him more and more and more. Then, same day, it's pretty fucked up that shocks can loose. Oh, get ready for this. This is fucking insane. This is actually mental. Now I know what he's tweeting about. Are you ready? You're not even going to believe this, guys. When I let's read the next tweet, and you'll realize what it's about. He goes, it's pretty fucked up that Shox, the host of the LEC, by the way, someone I know and have worked with, have a relationship with on some level, acquaintance. It's fucked up that Shox can lose someone close to her. Shox's mother died, by the way. And instead of arranging a fundraiser for costs of funeral and stuff, so if you do a fundraiser for Shox, it has to only be to pay for her mother's funeral. By the way, how would you even dare to assume that, by the way? Like, that Shox's family business. I'm not going up to her going, hey, I've made the money for the funeral. Anyway, here it is. Like, how dare you even presume? I would never wade into something like that. And he goes, Thorin is giving away money to his fans in her name. Because I did an art contest where people created art. And the idea was to celebrate Shox as a person and an esports figure and what she did in her career. And we did the video. I'll put the video up here. It was an amazing one with me and Wanty. We gave away our own money. I lost money on that contest. Giving my money away to fans just to make that art so that she could see it. By the way, she thanked us herself on Twitter and said it was lovely. And she watched the video and she loved some of the art. This wanker is actually using Shox's mother dying as a way to try and fuck with me on Twitter. What a fucking twat. Let's keep going. 6th of January, same day. I would rather take a shit in my hand and clap than get unblocked by Thorin. Then get unblocked by Thorin. Now, what's hilarious about that is he's so fucking illiterate that that sentence actually means he would rather take a shit in his hand than, just separate to that, get unblocked by me. He's actually, that's what you call a Freudian slip, because that is clearly what he really wishes would happen. How about this one? This is someone called Sierra Dawn, and they are host and caster. They've hosted LCS Academy, Valorant VCT, which is pretty legit. Play Pokemon. The thing is, I don't watch the death segments for VCT, so I wasn't aware she did that. Fair enough. There's actually a real person in the esports industry. I've never heard of them before. And my mate Geometric, who I do a show with, Darren Minds, says this, but, you know, let's like stop hounding people for blocking people because they can't take criticism. I don't think she was even talking about me. I think she was just talking generally because people probably say it to her if she blocks someone who says something stupid, right? So she says this. So any woman who knows has to go, yeah, oh, you're Thorin, you mean? Yeah, totally. I was blocked by him too. So she comes in and she goes, person's choice of who they block, sure. Well, no, because what comes after this invalidates that. Everyone has that right. Oh, wait, it's sounding great. But being blocked with no interaction / criticism and for just existing is still weird. So this woman better have never interacted or criticized me because she is now a professional making the statement publicly that I have blocked her just for existing and that I'm weird as a result. On this one, guys, we don't even need me to pull up a tweet. My fans did it for me. You go down here, right? What do you know? Oh, blocked. Oh, we're all blocked. Everyone's blocked. Everyone's blocked. Oh, here comes a fan of mine, right? He's just used the Twitter advanced search function. You notice they're all tech illiterate, most of these people in esports. So they never just search if they did anything or whatever. This is where I did my tweets about the feminism stuff, right? And what does she come in and say here? Well, it wasn't me. This is actually a screenshot posted by an idiot called The Fat Who Works Like Immortals, who said I was committing career suicide. Wait, I'm still around all these months later, killing the game. And my account won't let me off all that tax I have to pay the bloody government. And then she just replies, because he's one of those people, like, career suicide. She just goes, I mean, if we all just refuse to watch any production he's on. So she's actively hostile to my career. But remember, she did nothing wrong. Didn't do anything. By the way, even Gio just comes in and goes, not really talking about Thorin, but I also don't have a problem with him blocking, right? So when she's called out, you got to think fair play, right? Because she replies, forgot about that. I'll own it. No, don't own it. Publicly apologize. Show that you have retracted your tweet. You were wrong. I haven't blocked you because you just exist, implying because she's a woman. And I'm not weird for having blocked you because you're actively hostile to my career, arranging an unofficial boycott of any on-camera work I do, even though you've only seen tweets of my career. Imagine doing that to a woman, by the way. What the fuck would be wrong with you? I didn't do that. Even I said before, Frostgore tweeted shitty things at me, even trying to keep her job going. Here's a good one. Right, what's good about this is this guy is just an example of some of the people in the esports industry who are the idiots who do this whole thing where they constantly circle the idea I'm nuts, right? And they go out of their way to get blocked and then say I'm weird for blocking people. So, like, this guy, as you're going to see here, used to work for Team Liquid. Overwatch League, CDL. He's casted at a lower level, Nerd Street, Red Bull. He's got 1,020 followers because he followed 1,004 people. You know the way that works. It's weird. Oh, I don't need to follow 100,000 plus people. Now let's see what sort of tweets he's doing, because let's see. Let's go down here. He goes, 24th of December, when I started doing those tweets, he goes, my goal is to see if I can get blocked without atting him. So he just wants to tweet, see if he gets blocked. So same day, he goes, woke up. Thorin's still not blocked me. Am I not respecting women hard enough? That's the saddest signal ever. Like, ladies, I respect women. Stay away from anyone like this, girls. I'm telling you. This is the sort of person you will have to do a Me Too twit longer about one day. I'm telling you right now. That's just a warning. As in, I don't know this person themselves. This type of person or this type of behavior is a massive red flag. Then you go up to here, same day. If I'm not blocked by the end of the day, I'll tweet the dreaded... the F word. He's implying feminism. That's why I would block him, right? Same day. I can only assume that Thorin hasn't blocked me yet because he knows I'm such a good caster. He could use the advice I give. Same day. Oh, definitely. I've been trying to go the get manually blocked route. 99% of people that are blocked by him are just auto-blocked for tweeting keywords, liking posts that criticize him, or atting him. If I managed to get blocked manually, it means he had to personally click me, smiley face. These motherfuckers are just obsessed. Imagine this being your pastime. And remember, guys, it's on the fucking 24th of December. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas, and that's what you're obsessed with, trying to get blocked by me. It's wild, isn't it? C9 Mel. This is a female Valorant player for Cloud9 White, which is their female team in Valorant. Apparently she's won a bunch of tournaments, fair enough. AimLab partner. I don't know if that means anything. It just means he's streaming or whatever. Seems like one of the top female Valorant players. Obviously around the time of the women tweets, right? Where I was defending Semler. She goes, Thorin unblocked me to quote retweet and then reblocked. Yes, queen, drag me. Sis snapped. Then she goes, I can't even see what he said because I'm blocked. But I'm happy for you or sorry that it happened. And she goes, dude, does it mean I get to be the next Thorin's thoughts? Sheesh, my dude. Like, yikers, that's the tea. Christ, that chief, that's it. So here's the mad thing about this, right? They're all tech illiterate. You know when people used to say that really embarrassing cell phone and counter signal, where they used to go, I can't believe he's looked through 6 years of my tweets. Like, there's a search function, you fucking moron. You just don't know what you're talking about. So similarly, these people for real don't know, like, incognito mode, like I'm using now. They don't know you can have an alt account. They don't know you can log out of Twitter and just go and see the tweet. You can't actually be physically restrained from watching it or blocked, which is funny because they shouldn't all be so mad, you'd think. But in this scenario, right, they think that in order to do a tweet about her, I have to unblock, get the tweet, press the literal button on twitter.com that goes quote retweet. They don't know you can just copy the tweet into a, copy the link into a tweet and that makes a quote retweet. They're tech illiterate. So actually, no, I never unblocked this person. I don't unblock women just to quote retweet. What I do is if they said something stupid, I block them and then I just do my tweet to my fan base, not about them, to them. It's just about what they're talking about, usually about how they're attacking me with nonsense like this. But as usual, if you're a woman in an esports, then checks notes, you can just lie and say whatever you want. And but spoiler, never have any consequences to your career in any context. I've had to essentially go fully independent, find ways to support myself elsewhere, build a network of connections elsewhere to stop idiots like this trying to cancel me. But these people just go, no consequences, whatever, it's unfettered life. It's almost like there's actually a bias in favour of women in the esports industry. Not in esports, in the esports industry. Do you see what I said there? And then, okay, this is interesting. Someone replies to the same thing. A guy called Jordan Tsai, some sort of Asian name, Dr. Respawn, he's called. Dr. Jordan Tsai, and he was, I don't know what these fucking acronyms mean, do I? But he was a US Army veteran. Okay. Oh, I realize you can't read all this entirely. He's a US Army veteran, esports physical therapist for Cloud9 and Evil Geniuses. I don't know if he was actually with both at the time, but obviously that this is a, currently what it says on the Twitter profile. And then 7,300 followers. Okay. This guy is replying to someone about being blocked, and he goes, his whole community will rage about echo chambers, though, and freedom of speech. You know how boring this is? Well, what happens is, I don't rage about echo chambers. I don't complain about being blocked. I don't go, if you can't take it, you bloody blocked me. You're a coward. I can't bloody handle the gym. But I don't ever do that. But what happens is, because other people do in the world, they just decide, well, that's a man, and he's toxic. So you're all the same, you toxic men. By the way, imagine if someone doing that to women, and then goes, you're all the same, so I'm just going to assign his opinion to you and tell you that you do that. Notice they never have a link. They never just put a screenshot of me doing that, which would make me look totally stupid if they were indeed right. So that must imply, right, that this guy here hates echo chamber, freedom of speech. Like, this guy sounds pretty hostile to me, right? Should we check out who this guy is? It's Jordan to say, okay. Oh, what's this? Let's go over here, right? LS does a tweet about something and he's talking about all this stuff. Who are the best players, blah, blah, blah. Then this guy goes, this tweet made me realise I am blocked, which is strange considering I've never interacted with him. Okay, whatever, mate. Keep going down. There's a lot of nutters here. I've shown you this guy before, I'm pretty sure. Richard Lewis comes in, starts defending me, going, none of these things are true. Like, didn't do any of those things. And then what happens is, he goes here, like, Richard goes, is it against the TOS of Twitter to block people? Do you have to interact with them? Goes all this. But because this guy's arguing, I never interacted, that's where this guy's going to get triggered, the Jordan Tsai guy. Get ready for where this one goes. You have no idea. Again, I do not miss. I am crazy at being able to know who to block that then goes mental and shows himself to be like potentially violent, unhinged, constantly hostile to my career. So here we go. Richard Lewis says all this, you know, you can block people, you're not entitled to know. This guy just comes in and he goes, if you can ask Thorin to unblock me, 24th of December. So this was a few months back, right? That's, I wonder what's spotting it. If you can ask Thorin to unblock me, I'd appreciate it. I actually enjoyed his posts. If he has a clear reason not to unblock me, as though I'd have to fucking tell him this, or as though I have to, he's a negotiator, you can always just unblock me. I can understand if you want to. Just mute me. No, I think I'll just keep the block up, mate. I don't gain anything. It's called an asymmetric relationship. I gain nothing, no value from you. And as I later found, and I guess correctly, you were going to be a hostile little prick to me and constantly do a load of shit, right? So he goes, could mute? I'd like to know, thanks. Imagine thinking Richard Lewis would want to hear that, by the way. So Richard Lewis goes, yes, I'm his secretary. See what I mean about derangement? And this guy goes, thanks anyway. You're going to think, oh, is that it? Is that all you complain about? No, it's better than that. Right? Then let's look at all these guys' tweets. Because here's the interesting thing. I recently did a tweet where I decided, fuck this guy. Since he's going to call people out, I'll just come out and say something myself. So I got these screenshots, right? And what I did, as I showed, that after this guy asks that, it didn't really end there. There was a bunch of tweets here. And he just starts talking about that. And Richard keeps saying something. He's going like, I already tried emailing him. Right, this guy has tried emailing me. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? I can't just box him and live my life. I have to have a conversation with you about why you were blocked. You need closure in the relationship, you biatch. What are you talking about, for fuck's sake? And then he goes, no need to insult. I figured you were close. So now he's going to close friends of mine. I've emailed him and he won't reply. He's blocked me. So could you please ask him why he's blocked me, if he could just mute? These people are unhinged. Why are these people around young men? They're fucking unhinged. And then Richard goes, you're emailing personalities. So you can get where Richard's going with it, right? You're emailing personalities on Twitter to ask to be unblocked. Now you're asking other personalities if they will ask the person who blocked you to unblock you. Can you not see how ill this is? They have a back and forth here, and here's what's hilarious. You'll see later, this guy lies. Look, I'll show you up here. This guy actually lies on the first tweet and says, since Thorin is telling his cult I threatened someone by saying I would defend myself, the entire convo was escalated by Mr. Lewis, and I tried to just say, never mind. Convenient deletion of him threatening me first, though. I can promise you, I have a very good memory. He never threatened him. What happened was he just told him, like, fuck off, basically. And then some fan came in and did that thing with, like, oh, he's going to choke you like Lorda and wreck you in real life. And then this dickhead said this. Are you ready? This is mental. This guy just replied to that. This is where, who escalated it, right? Richard is basically telling him, like, go away, you're ill, and then told him something like, fuck off, I don't care what you think or whatever. And then this guy comes in when that guy goes, like, yeah, he's going to attack you, he's unhinged, your land. This guy, who escalates it? He goes, don't even worry about this. He blocked me anyway because I must have offended him. Oh, he's finally figured out that's how it works. And he goes, I'm also the last person on earth he'd want to physically threaten. I spent 15 months in actual combat. I'm not worried about a random esports personality. You are obsessed with random esports personalities. You are now fantasizing that this nutter fan saying that he does attack you. And in your mind, say, I've got 50. You're imagining, like, you're like the fucking famous thing. Sadly, no one will know this reference because you don't read real comics. In The Authority, there's the character The Midnighter, who's sort of like a badass Batman guy. He's actually gay, interestingly enough. That's actually the unique thing about the character, aside from it being like Batman. And he's just like a super weapon who can fight everyone. And there's a famous scene where he explains to someone, because he can already see in his brain that, like, work like a computer, how he would, like, block every kick and punch. And he just says, basically, I've won this fight before I even threw the first punch. That's what this motherfucker's doing and making out like he is. And then he goes, convenient thing. Deletion. Let's go back to the top again. Convenient deletion. What does he say below this? I really don't give two shits about all this drama, though. That's why I tweeted it now. Just wanted to provide the evidence, since there's libel out there about me. It's not libel. It's actually correct. You're just wrong. You're just absolutely wrong, aren't you? Then this person, Slumpy, it's Slumpy. Who is this person? 21-year-old Rocket League player for Team Endpoint, 2003 and 4. So, look, I don't really give a fuck about Rocket League. I don't know how good this person is. But fair enough, they play for Endpoint, like a big UK org. Might be someone, right? So this is obviously during the whole women thing. He goes, rent-free at Thorin. Imagine blocking me along with half the gaming industry. Imagine how many people that would be, including very well-known people. Oh, my God, imagine blocking very well-known people. They could never be toxic. They're famous. They have a tick. They have a tick. Mentally ill. Because we are supportive of women in esports. I've just explained earlier how I support women that I like in esports and think are doing a good job and not just because they're women. And he goes, and call you out on your BS opinions. You are a giant L and the definition of what's wrong with this industry. Motherfucker, I've done more for this industry than you guys will ever do. If I retired now and you worked 50 years, you'd mainly just be tweeting. Then he goes, people like Thorin shouldn't be able to be in the positions they are in if they have these views. What? Have a Twitter account that people then follow. Have a YouTube that people sob to. Oh no, everyone would be allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed a Twitter account if you have my opinions. Or YouTube. Okay. Interesting. Where are we going with this one? Let's have a look what this guy's Twitter account's like, right? Do, 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 do. So you go back a day before. Semler and Thorin are both dickheads. Just proves how deeply embedded sexism is within gaming, especially. Some of the most veteran casters, so we're not even veteran, with those views. Holy shit, we have a long way to go. I thought this industry was meant to be progressive. So I've blocked him day before. Next day, he just wigs out and says it's because he defended women. It's not because he called me a dickhead and then said that I'm not even a veteran and that I'm deeply sexist. Weird how that works. So let's keep going. Then he goes, don't worry, I already did it. Wants to get blocked, by the way. Wants to get blocked. Gets blocked. Said all that shit there. Is that where it ends? No, keeps going. Then someone replies, he's blocked people who've never interacted with him or have never even heard of him. He's basically a knockoff Richard Lewis. I'm just showing how he does. He does actually go out of his way to point things out about me. Didn't interact directly, did he? But he did say something about me. And then up here, someone goes, I truly hope he never gets a gig again and anyone hires him, I hope they go down with him. This 1,000%. Then some other person, I'm a total nobody, he's blocked me. Does he just mass block all of Twitter? Pretty much. He's a bit stupid, let's be real. He blocked pretty much every woman competing in Valorant and CS, as if that's even vaguely accurate. And every FPS player who tried to ease him. You can't even block FPS players now. Not only famous people or women, you can't block FPS players. Coaches, they're off limits. And streamers, they're practically gods. They're demigods that walk among us. How could you ever block them? And then basically everyone who insults me, this guy just comes in like, Lamayo, what a pathetic man-child, Jesus Christ. Keeps going like, oh, it's just a few bigoted bastards I've never talked to. I've now never talked to women. And I've just told you, I've got hundreds of hours on film where at a minimum I have, right? And have the collective IQ of a singular grain of rice. Thorin, I'm lucky at you. Keeps going. Thorin is literally a giant L at this point. I am esports. Sure, Thorin, let's get you to bed. This is all in like a 4-day span or something, guys. Another Thorin L. It's what we like to see. Classic Thorin L. May now. Quick reminder, Thorin is a walking L. Wish I could tweet you, but I got blocked a long time ago. Essentially, he made a really dumb CSGO opinion, like factually wrong. And then when Simple replied, saying it was stupid, he blocked him. By the way, it couldn't be factually wrong to say someone's overrated. That can never be a fact. It's a subjective instrument. It's almost like you have a single IQ grain of rice fucking brain, isn't it, you fucking moron? He blocked him. How dare you block Simple? He's really good in CSGO, so you could never block him on Twitter. What if he, like, harassed the woman? Can she not block him, you fucking imbecile? And he blocked everyone agreeing with it, right? The tweets that Simple did had something like 100,000 likes. I have 190-something thousand followers. Do you really think I blocked 100,000 people? This is what's pathetic. It's the fantasy. It's that they have to drift into realms of... What I did is never bad enough, so they have to just go into the realms of fantasy. And then he blocked the entire country of Canada. Just everyone. Even people not on Twitter. And then he goes, basically, Thorin did a Thorin. So I block 100,000 people all the time, don't I? Thorin is clearly bitchless. By the way, this guy supports women. That's why the fact that I don't have bitches is why I'm an inferior man. I don't have bitches. Not women, bitches. Thorin equals certified bozo. This is as recent as fucking August. See what the industry's like. Let's keep going. Jessica Schnagel. Fucking hell. I think it's a German name, I would guess. German? Who knows? Maybe I'd been able to pronounce it if that word had gone differently, eh? This is a senior staff writer for Dot Esports. I've worked there. I'm an alumni. Adjunct professor, Rowan University. A fucking professor, by the way. Teaching young men, I imagine. My God, I feel sorry for them. And he's even got her email there. Well, obviously, it's the work one. And by the way, I don't ever tell people do or don't do anything. But I'll just give the opinion. I think it would probably be pretty fucked up if you had sent anything to that email. That's all I'd say. It's fucked up. Not something I would condone. I wouldn't do it. So then this person, they're going all over the place, right? So 24th of December, this person's presumably complained about being blocked, blah, 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 because they were in Overwatch, never heard of me. Really? I was blocked by Thorin back in my Overwatch days, and RL as well. Always has to be Richard as well, even though he's not involved. Never interacted with either of them. And yes, they really are that fragile. So by the way, someone who teaches young men, if you block them or just do something and they can't remember what's going on, you're fragile. They instantly go for your ego. They're trying to get a little knife in there, a little dagger and needle, and hurt your feelings. Ah, you're fragile. What are you, weak? Oh, you're probably going to cry. Fragile, aren't you? Oh, weak. Oh, you probably feel upset. I'm hurting your feelings. Whoa. Oh, what are you going to do next? Harm yourself. Are you going to deactivate your Twitter account and harm yourself? Are you going to quit? You're going to quit? Yeah, that's like the sort of the vibe these people give, isn't it? So let's look, right? Never interacted with me ever. But this is why I've got this search open, boys. So you go back. I've been blocked another time. Same day. I've been blocked for a really long time for him. Never even interacted with him. He's scared of us, lol. Because they're women, right? Then you go back. Same year, but in April. I also recently got blocked by Thorin, so I'm doubly certified. Whoa. Right, at this point in time, she better never have interacted with me. 2016, 5 years earlier. The first year Overwatch was a game, but it's before Overwatch League. And I'd said, let's see, there are two camps. Those who claim a word has only one definition and they get to define it. Fuck that camp and ignore them. Wow, what an incredibly insane statement to make, right? Almost sounds like it's just a reasonable thing to say. She goes, the word itself is degrading, no matter how it's used. Your argument is invalid. Oh, okay, well, if you say so. So then I blocked her. And then basically, it's just because she was a woman and another reason why later. Just a moron, innit? Fragile. I wonder who's fragile here. Oh, I know some of you just almost got a little shiver went up your spine when this one came up, didn't you? Because you've realised, wait a minute, has he got the wrong, surely the wrong, Michaela? Ship poster, yes, Dan, Tyler One's, as far as I know, it's Tyler One's girlfriend. She used to work for Cloud9, although I think she worked for him at this point in time. It's the one that Froskurin had a beef with, because that's how great Froskurin is. There's not even anyone on her side, mate. And then obviously she's like a friend of LS and sort of like a mom to some of the streamers or some shit like that. Like that fucking gig that people just come on. She comes in after someone complains and goes, Thorin has had me blocked for years. Dude is a freak. And I think the first person had said something like, I'd blocked her for no reason without any interaction. So when she says, dude is a freak, she's implying that I've just blocked her for years and that I'm a freak. But you know what's funny? Search, okay? 29th of September, 2021. For years, I've had her blocked. 29th of September, 2021. 15th of September, 2020. Just over 1 year earlier. I'm talking to LS. She goes, LS let so many of you league people. I am actually a personal friend of LS and knew him long before this woman ever knew him. And also was a friend of his back then and helped him. And at this point in time was his friend. And at the time she made this tweet, I was on a Discord call with him where he apologized for some of the stuff that happened. That's why he deleted his tweets. And we had a whole heart to heart. And in fact, after that, I even went on to help him with all the T1 stuff, didn't I? But this nutter, just you league people. Because she knows fuck all. She's Tyler One's girlfriend. You can imagine the sort of brain trust going on there. If those two fucking melted their brains down into petrol, it wouldn't power an ant's motorbike around a 1 cent piece. LS let so many of you league people walk over him, and I'm really tired of seeing it. I don't care who you are or what you do. You need to apologise to him. There's no need to be toxic to him, especially on his birthday. What happened was I just gave an opinion on my Twitter, not to LS. He attacked me repeatedly on his birthday and on my stream called me a fucking idiot or something. And hence why I just went back, right back at him. Because it's his birthday. Notice how there's all these imaginary rules from these people. I can't just live life, mate. Everyone's got a birthday someday, so I can't attack anyone. Everyone's got streamers, court. It's mental. The rules for these people are so mental. Imagine if these people had some power. Some of them do, by the way. That's why esports is fucked up. Also, by the way, if you just go back far enough, in 2019, she also just tries a shit little slam. This is really mean to say, don't you think? Oh, right, does that mean to say that Sneaky wasn't doing a great job? What if you came in and basically said, like, don't care who you are, and called you toxic, and then called you a freak, and lied about implying that you were never blocked or blocked for years? There's zero standards with these people. That's the worst part about it, right? Zero carbs in GamerSops. Zero standards from and for these people. Here's an interesting one. It's Manny GG. So content creator for Ambush. Someone in CSGO. I think he might even have been like a low-level coach or something. Someone in CSGO anyway. I've never followed this person. I don't know who they are. Right, so this guy goes here because he's been... This guy's randomly being blocked. I think I even did this guy in the last video, didn't I? And this guy goes, same... I have no idea how, by the way. I believe I said something, get ready for the fantasy story, that was meant to be humoristic around the whole homophobia thing, implying I've ever said something homophobic. Pretty sure that's what got me blocked. Kind of the same type as pimp, trying to be edgy by being mean to people. Okay. So you go down, first of all, he's tweeting about me in Danish, but let's just go back and see what he said. Someone got blocked, I assume. Oh, no. Let's see. Don't even actually know. I must have retweeted. Oh, there we go. Someone said something about... Oh, right. An analyst, Richard Lewis and Thorin, said something. So he counters by saying, like, you do you. They've been wrong before. Let's go to here. Red Thorin's tweets. What the fuck? Keep going. I guess so. What did I say and to who? This is where I said something about Issa, because Issa just said, don't believe me, and basically that I'm a liar. So again, I can't go back at him because he's a pro player. He calls me a liar using his platform. I can't just say the guy's a fucking idiot though. And then he goes, I guess so. I just think it's low for a 40-year-old to bully 20-year-olds. But hey, that's just my opinion. Then this guy goes down. By the I don't even know. Thorin's feelings were hurt when Issa said that, and Thorin proceeded to shit on him on Twitter. Issa hasn't even responded once. Literal lie. A literal lie. Like, I don't know. No, that's a literal lie. Yeah, it's an absolute literal lie. And then he goes, who would have thought that the young guy would have grown up in this skirmish with a 40-year-old? He's the guy who called me a liar, inaccurately. I had all the sources from his teammates, by the way. Thorin was being a little bish because his feelings were hurt. Keep going. Got blocked by Thorin, 16th of March, 20... Wait a minute. So that was because of the Easter thing. But he said it was because of homophobia. Just fantasy made that up. You know what? What would be really bad to say? If I just say it's about a player called Issa, he actually is shit now. He did get kicked in OG, got better. So what should I say? I'll say he's homophobic. That's why. I defended homosexuals and he wrecked me. That's a way to stay in the illusion that everyone agrees. No, it's just a way to get rid of dickheads. And then this guy, we go along here. This is a good one. Oh, so this is why he got blocked. Yeah, he just said this. I said that about this guy. All I said is don't believe people talking about Issa like Issa, because Issa himself had just said don't believe Thorin when he talks about that stuff. So for saying that, that's bullying and so outrageous. He later called it homophobia and he just goes, so now we're taking low blows after he's been benched too. I honestly thought you were better than that, Thorin. So I've obviously just blocked him, haven't I? But then what's hilarious is if you go back, he's just tweeting about me. Back here, before that, oh, baby rage, tweets, he's got hurt feelings. How many fucking times are you going to tweet about me, homie? Oh, did he really hurt your feelings? Going, oh, I don't agree with what Thorin's doing, but don't make physics. Oh, so she's going on, wow, dude, did he hurt your feelings? Again and again and again and again. And then when you just decide, who is this person? I don't give a fuck, ban him. And then they're like, oh, he's mental and it's just because I like gays and he hates them. Meanwhile, by the way, same month, I made a joke about Obo. And he goes, bang a tweet. Now, what's hilarious about saying bang a tweet is this is, in theory, way more cruel to a young guy. Because Obo, everyone was saying he had this amazing origin story. Well, obviously, he had this thing where Europe fucked him up. And then everyone's like, oh, but he's going to come back now that they've gone back to NA. So my whole thing was like, Europe broke, like Batman, that Europe broke him. Now he will break them. Just making it up. Then he was like, bang a tweet. Let's keep going, shall we? So this is Happy Jenkems. So Happy Jenkem. Some of these guys probably are huffing Jankum. Oh, this is brilliant. He used to be like, I think CM's content manager for Astralis. So you know this guy will be unbiased. So this guy, just replying to me, goes, and Twitch rivals. So he's just replying to me a few times. Okay. Something about Thorin's tweet. Okay. Pimp, let's go. Just replying to me all the time. Replying to me all the time. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? Guys, are you ready? This guy, he doesn't complain, I don't think, about being blocked. But it's the sort of person I have blocked. Because they say like silly things like this, like just lie about what I'd say if Astralis won the major. By the way, I never ever will lie in my content about history and just like deny someone the credit for winning or something like that. Never done that ever in my entire career. I even actually congratulated Astralis when they won and said how legendary it was. So then you go back, you're not going to believe this. In 2017, previously before I worked for Astralis, I go, if I follow you on Twitter, then odds are I'm open to you interviewing me or appearing on your podcast. He just says, please follow, because presumably he wants me to come on his podcast. You go back. He's going, wow, the memes really took a toll on your ego. Then he's just going back. Can't be worse than your predictions. Put it this, it makes sense to remove 1.6 content because it's global offensive. By the way, they allow 1.6 content. It's about Counter-Strike, really, isn't it? Then he goes, like, making fun of my tweets. All that. Oh, mate, it never ends. Like, you go all the way down, keep going. But then here's what's brilliant. You come in 2014. By the way, he's been tweeting at me since 2014. If you're new to esports, Thorin is kind of like coffee. First, you hate him, but then after some time, you can't live without him. It's mental, isn't it? How about this guy, Luke Vantage? Someone who plays Pokemon Unite has fuck all followers. He goes, I just realized Thorin hasn't blocked me. I'm not doing Twitter right. Then we go to here. How did he get blocked? I just realized he hasn't blocked me. It's okay, same day. At Thorin, women. Remember I said in those tweets, remember that famous tweet they all make fun of, like, feminism, block me, you pussy, you coward, you bitch, your mother's all. This is all they were doing. Thousands of them. Thousands and thousands. Women who were like blue check marks. People who just have all the mental illnesses in their fucking bio. Hey, women. And what they do is they'll do like 1,000 of them. Then when you block them, go, he hates it because I just said I'm a woman or I've written some feminism. So same thing. Same day. He goes, sadly, I haven't been blocked. I'll have to try harder. At Thorin, women belong in esports and women-only cups are a good idea as it gives them a platform to inspire abuse, presumably. Then this guy goes, I mean, if you want it that bad, I can give you the tweet I merely liked. You see the level of mental illness. They're like passing tips on how to get blocked. And he goes, I might need it. He's being stubborn. So he goes, I'm going to try this again. Women are great. Simple is right, because this is when Simple insulted me. At Thorin, now hit that block button, baby. I hadn't blocked him, though, had I? These people are so fucking mad, aren't they? Oh, no. Some people just got real scared, didn't they? Ooh. As Caustic, the battle rappers, would say, it just got incredibly real. So Sir Scoots, industry legend, Hall of Famer, someone who was a pioneer. When I said I am esports, he's also esports. He's one of the backbones of the industry. He's done so much. Was even for a few years a friend of mine. I'd say earliest in esports, an acquaintance. Then in the middle point, yeah, we battled a bit. There's a few fucked up things behind the scenes he's done and said. Don't know if they'll ever come out. Maybe there's a separate video if he ever provokes me. Spoiler, already has. Just whether I want to make a video or not. And he goes, this year, because I did those tweets about women, literally on the same day, and by the way, if you can't infer it's me, you're just not a very smart person. He goes, hey, don't worry if your favorite esports personality is showing their true subhuman self this holiday season. Chin up and know things will get better for you after high school. So not only does he disagree with me because of the CSPPA thing and because of like the messed up thing he said about how it'd be my fault if everyone died if someone was caught a flu or something, but because I've sort of called him evil, I think this maybe was when I called him evil, he just calls me subhuman. By the way, this guy, a year earlier, was hiring me to do videos for his channel, to do all sorts of stuff with him, considered me a friend, defended me many times on Twitter. But now, because I disagree with him and he doesn't like me, I'm subhuman. Then we go to this, same guy, a few days later. Esports, because I said I am esports. He goes, esports is lying and pretending you are some shining beacon of integrity while constantly manipulating your childish fanbase. Right? How is my integrity compromised? Because I'm constantly manipulating my fanbase. He just means, by the way, doing a tweet to my fanbase. Right? When they do a tweet, that doesn't mean all their fans should come and murder me in the streets. But if I do a tweet like, this guy's an idiot, they're like, he's sending the death squad, the right-wing extremist death squad. Like, they're so mentally ill, mate. They're so mentally ill. And to call me subhuman. And by the way, spoiler, This is how petty Sir Scoots is. You know, the Do Not Peek channel has fuck all viewers on it. Well, it's worse than that. Because what he did actually is he went after this and just deleted the videos he'd paid me to make, which were just straight up CS videos. They were like top five NA players of all time, top five in-game leaders of all time, top five players to never win a major, something like that. There's like a few little series of them. He just deleted them off the channel. Fucking hilarious, isn't it? This guy is just absolutely bonkers. This might be the last one. This guy used to be like a super fan of CLG, and he was also like a lawyer, but I'm not sure he was actually an esports lawyer, but it says he was a lawyer and now teacher interested in esports and IP, ESPN certified. Oh, that was the joke about, actually, I don't know about that. Was he on ESPN? To be fair, who knows, right? Oh, he might have been because he's a lawyer. So maybe he got like these people are helping break the industry out or something. I don't know the guy. I vaguely remember from like the early LOL days when I was in Korea. But again, it would just be a fan just commenting or something. I noticed, by the way, magically, there are no tweets before 2020. That means he's deleted them, by the way. Probably said loads of nice things. Probably was a massive fan. In January 2020, he goes, Thorin and IWD, I Will Dominate, doing content together is this generation's Dumb and Dumber, except both are dumber. I mean, the joke, by the way, is they were both dumb, really dumb. So the joke is, it wouldn't, Dumber and Dumber doesn't make sense. Dumb and Dumber just makes it funny. And in this scenario, they're both dumber. It's like, I think you've oversold that one a little bit. Then he's going like, imagine having families that you need to be taken care of. And then you go here. It was about wanting to cancel the split but still be paid. And he's like, yeah, they have families that might need to take up. Then just go in and do work and get the money and pay it to them. I don't want to do any work. Well, then don't take the money. Leave the money for someone who's going to do the work and then you just go home to your family. Why would you get the... What are you talking about? This guy's a lawyer as well, for fuck's sake. Then this comes in here. Basically, he starts talking about... What is this nonsense about? Just the same shite. Same nonsense. But you keep going, this is your brain on Tharin. Anyone who replies to me and doesn't like him must be a fan of mine. Then I say some stuff about Scoots and some mad stuff, just about my fanboys. When you see Thorin say F something isn't a slur, I've never said that. Now, I implied it in the sense, but I never said the word. But he will put it there and even quote it as if I said it because he's a disingenuous piece of shit. Oh, sorry, I said he was a lawyer. That's a redundant statement. Then you go, never stops, by the way. Does anyone else think Tharin is esports Skip Bayless? People always say this. It's so boring and barely thought out. People don't lampoon Tharin because of his hot takes on esports. They do all the time. It's because of shit takes on issues unrelated to esports. He's Ben Shapiro, not Skip. And he'd see that as a compliment. What's mad is if I was woke, there's an obvious angle I could just wreck this guy with here. That's fucking insane, but I don't do that. And he goes, Thorin has defended the use of the word F before. No, I haven't. I actually even told people don't do it. It's probably bad for your career. What I pointed out was the history of the word has changed. Now he says I'd retweet transphobic propaganda, including from Russia Times. Just because it's Russia Times, nothing they ever say could ever be retweetable. Mental, innit? Weird Thorin apologist. Okay. Comes here, simper for Thorin. Anyone makes their opinion on Thorin about. It's not a controversial take. You're tunneling. It's your ginger god. Look, the only people in esports who should stop talking about politics are Kaze, Amazing, and Weldon. And Thorin. But he should just stop in general. Wait a minute, I thought my takes weren't the problem. It was just the stuff about, all right. Thorin's holding back his edgy self. Afraid it might be career suicide, basically. It's okay, Rich doesn't have one anymore, so the mask is off. Don't know what that means. He actually has a career coach, people who works with an agency, does all sorts of things. But you idiots like this who are barely in esports just decide we don't have careers. Brilliant. Not specified, but I'm assuming he used slurs other than racial slurs. Probably Thorin's favourite word. So now just saying there's an etymology of a word means it's my favourite word. How disingenuous. Thorin blocked me. Well, my God, why would I do that? So now I have no one to compare to Drill for easy Twitter impressions. My free clout. At least he admits why he's doing it for 35 likes. Nothing says inclusivity like IDW and Thorin being your lead content creators. I've included women repeatedly, including in some of the in tournaments that had millions of dollars of prize money. Thorin could never. More about Thorin. If he means my people, he means Thorin. Because then people will never learn. Brilliant. Thorin replying about... has this lie where he tries to interpret what I said to my friend... Something about people must sub to me because I assume they've said horrible things about women, have they? Yeah, bet they sub to Thorin. No reason why. It's funny watching Thorin mass block people and cut so many ties in his universe. No, I haven't. That's not the case at all. I have everyone. I just did interviews with Forrest and fucking LS, for fuck's sake. Then he keeps going. Thorin thinks he threw him and IDW under the bus. Yeah, we'll put absolutely sold out gay people and me and I Will Dominate to appease literally homophobic, violent Korean nutter fans who are stans. Apparently, I'm friends with Mark Merrill. No reason. He just doesn't like Mark Merrill. And then just takes a horrible statement, has nothing to do with me, and goes, this could easily be about Thorin or Jordan Peterson. I'm now Jordan Peterson, and also everything horrible is probably just about me, or could be about me. Then he goes, years of people grasping to borrow his notoriety. Oh, so suddenly I'm like super relevant. That's why people work with me. Thorin's claws up so many behinds that they're jumping out the woodwork to defend. Yeah, it's called having friends and people respect your work. You don't have them. That's why it's weird to you in a conspiracy. This situation is a lot less complicated than you're making it. He's a bigot, and you don't need to make up reasons to defend that. You have to make up reasons to make it be the case, though, and you have repeatedly in your timeline. Keeps going. He goes, ushering in the new year with Dogfish Head, 90-minute IPA and pizza, literally on New Year's Eve, has to tweet about me. F you know what, F Mystic Mine, fuck Thorin, fuck eSports. Love you guys, y'all are cool. The new year comes in with him tweeting about me. I live rent-free in this motherfucking lawyer's mind. Mad, innit? But you know what? There was actually like only half of them I got through there. So there'll have to be a part two. This video was kindly supported by Kill Your Inner Loser, Ahmed Haju, Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Paul Villa, Travis Goff, Adam Oaks, Animosity, Bot Pounder 420, Hades, Jensen Gore, Kovacevic, Piercy, Tobias Bernasconi, Tosh, Toucan, and as always, special thanks goes out to Jerky's Minion. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my shows? Would you like to ask a question in my Patreon AMA? Maybe you want teasers, find out who the next Reflections guests are or upcoming talk show guests. Do you want to take part in one of those long donator discussions with me? Well, if any of the above or more sound interesting to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Skrilluminati today via the Patreon link in the description box below.